Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, how is everything, folks? This is Rob Rourke of Texas, and this is a little political talk show. And as we'd like to say, we'd like to talk a little politics, but most of all, we'd like to hear what you have to say, because that's what matters to us. Well, as we all know, I want to say a few things first before we get into the gist of the show. I just want to say to those, you know, this is day two of school, Clear Lake, HISD, the state of Texas, and the rest of the country, I believe are all the kids are back in school. I could go on and spend a few minutes talking about the greatness of education. My best advice for this year is this, and the simplest advice. Face the challenge of learning every day with the idea of wanting to learn something new. I've always believed that as we learn, we can take a lesson from yesterday as we ponder the thoughts of tomorrow. And to some big news out of Europe, Paris, those three American heroes who subdued a would-be terrorist. All I have to say, props, my friend, props. Congratulations, you've done it. You did a job well done. Stepped up and showed what the world America is like. So now let's get on to what's the idea of the show, what we're doing on the show now. At least for the next three episodes, we're going to be using a 15-minute time slot. And we're going to talk about topics of politics. And if you want to call in, that number is 718-664-9825. Or if you want to just shoot me an email, that's Rob, R-O-B-B, at Rob, R-O-U-R-K-E, dot U-S. Again, that phone number is 718-664-9825. Like I said, the idea of this show is we're going to talk about topics in specific, whether it be my campaign or just politics in general. And I want to start off with everyone's favorite politician or would-be politician, Donald Trump, the Trumpster. I'm looking at a posting on Facebook by an old friend from Galveston. His initials are JG. Or let's refer to him as JG. Trump is effectively forcing career rhinos to expose themselves by touching on hot button issues every day. He's also forcing career Democrats to do the same. Yeah, I'll give him that much credit. I will give him that much credit. He's pushing the buttons. He is pushing a lot of buttons. And I'm sorry, I have to disagree with some of the things Donald Trump has to say. And say, Mr. Trump, I may not be the best example of a politician. I have some ideas. But I also realize those ideas are just part of the puzzle. They're not going to be said, they're not the whole answer. That's all I want to do when I get to Congress. And I may be a congressman under your presidency, which is going to make an interesting 2 years. Part of one thing in politics I like the most is, and fell very easily into, was foreign diplomacy. The Donald, we might be able to eventually find common ground as far as border security and dealing with foreign nationals who live here illegally. But, I say with a very big but, how are you going to deal, if you're going to insult every Hispanic in this country and in Mexico, how are you going to deal with a Vladimir Putin? Give him a dollar bill? You know, pat him on the head? And act like they're not insignificant? Are you going to treat, and as far as the women's vote, are you going to treat every woman that you are seeking a vote from like you did Megyn Kelly? JG, I look to another friend we both share who lived in the same general area as we did growing up. And I got to say, I hung around him not because his family had money, because he was a friend. And I let him know point blank that he did not need to pay me to be his friend. And I fear Donald Trump, the Donald, is not paying people to for their votes, but he is putting it out there in such a way that will turn people off eventually. I know it has me. Yeah, even if I wasn't a Democratic candidate for Congress in the 22nd Congressional District, I'd run as far away from Donald Trump as I possibly could. That's in a nutshell. I would run as far away from them as I could. Mr. Trump, your ideas on immigration are ridiculous. Put a fence up. Seal the border. So we have to do much more than that. We have to think about, we need people that go work in the government for the people. A citizen's government. Remember that, sir. A citizen's government. We need people with ideas. We do not need people that say, I'm here. Or, you're fired. When you can't even fire them. Your cabinet? Yes. Your staff? Yes. But not a congressman, not a senator. They can override your veto as a whole. We need people with ideas. And this is where I challenge you on this. How is it going to work to build a wall when they can dig under the wall? They can dig tunnels, and that has been known to happen. Or much less big, tall, little, you know, you can say, we'll build a bigger fence, bigger wall. There's something called ladders. Tunnels. It's not a conceivable idea. But what is a conceivable idea is this. Excuse me. We build a sense of security there on the border. We create task force, offices of intelligence that includes representatives of local, county, state, and federal law enforcement. Gather intelligence, act as an intelligence unit by gathering intelligence, by reacting to what any illegal contraband trying to cross the border. And to the those that are here that don't have the proper documentation, I say to the businessmen, I propose this, a tax credit or incentive on your small business to incur that you will get a tax break that based on the number of employees you have that are foreign nationals, that you can get to sign up for free nationalization or naturalization classes. Here in Clear Lake, at the Freeman Library, every Tuesday and Thursday, they offer a series of classes to get your citizenship free. And for the small businessman, if he can encourage his employees to sign up for these classes and get proof, he can use that as a tax break on his income tax. But Mr. Trump, you say build a wall. I have an idea. You say it's Mexico's fault. Okay, where's your proof? You insult women and they'll give a damn. Why don't you recognize these as, they're human beings? You know, John Kennedy basically, I'm going to paraphrase here, said it best, we all share this small little planet. We all breathe the same air. We all drink the same water. And so we should all work together. And if you don't want to work together, we're going to be at a standstill. The more you talk with your ideas, yes, they're hitting home. They're angering people. And they're also scaring people. But the idea, this is a citizen government. Yes, you have the right to voice your opinion. But the difference is knowing when and when not to yell fire in a crowded theater. That's the difference. You're not doing it. You're not doing it for me, whether I was a Democratic candidate or not. But you're doing it, you're sounding more like the Washington that you're talking against, sir. That's what you're sounding like. You're sounding like more of the Washington you're talking against and talking to see change. And enough of, and on that note, I will go back to what I was going to say at the beginning. This is just an example of what we're going to do, what we're going to talk about. And if you want to interrupt me at any time, hey, that number is 718-664-9825. And let me know what you think. Our next show will be Thursday. And at the same time, 15 minutes again. And then Saturday, this coming Saturday, same time. And I might go change that to 30. But call then, call over the next two times and let me know what you think. Voice your opinion. That's what the Constitution says. We can voice our opinion, express ourselves. And that's what I'm doing here. And I'm saying to you, voice your opinion. Call me. 718-664-9825. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to narrow the focus onto a topic. And we're going to talk about that topic. And I'm going to limit the time. I'm going to limit the time because I want to be specific on this. I want to say, here's where I stand, here's where they stand. And I want you to tell me what you think. See, the idea is, someone asked me what would be the best way to decide who to vote for. I say vote for the person. I said, then I'm going to still say it to the day I die. Thank you, madam. Vote for the person who you feel makes the best argument. Well, I'm going to try my best to make that argument right now, and I'm going to continue. I'm not going to stop. And on that note, I'm going to say this. I want to give my usual shout-out to a little lady that I miss very much in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Shortcake, Papa Rob, thank you, and I love you too. Papa Rob just wants to say, I love you, darling. Kiddo, I know words can't describe how I feel and how much I miss you. And on that note, folks, in the final 30 seconds, I just want to say, please come back to our next show. Please call in. And remember, this show, we like to talk a little politics, but we also like to hear what you have to say, because that's what matters to us. And on that note, this has been Rob Broca, Texas. I will see you Thursday, August 27th, at high noon. So enjoy the day, Godspeed, and enjoy the time without the rain.